You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Hope Hop, that's what it is. Let it take hold of you. Hope Hop, that's what it is.
Peace and blessings to you. I am your host, Lonnie Barker, and it is indeed an honor and a privilege to have this time with you on today. My prayer is that you would be inspired, encouraged, and lifted up at the end of this podcast. Thank you for taking your time to listen. No matter where you are in the world, whether you're driving in your car, at work, working out, in the kitchen, or just lounging around your house, it is a privilege and an honor to have this time with you. I want to share something with you real quick. I was reading this while I was looking online. There's a statement that says, stickability is also a key to the Christian life. Observe the postage stamp, for example. Its usefulness depends on the ability to stick to one thing until it gets there. Isn't that something? I think one of the biggest problems we have as believers in the body of Christ is our failure to stick to a thing. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift nor the battle to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. I think it's unfortunate sometimes that we get so close to the finish line. We get so close to reaching our goal or get so close to our destination that right before we get to that place, for whatever reason, we quit. We give up or we tap out. And my prayer is that God would give you the ability to press on, to keep pushing, to keep going, to keep moving, to keep active in this thing called life. Life can be hard sometimes. I know that from firsthand experience. Whether you're a parent raising children, especially teenagers, whether you're married, whether you're a boss, whether you're an employee, no matter what walk of life or stage or season of life you're in, it comes with its own set of challenges, difficulties, and setbacks. But one thing I know for sure is that if you stick to it, you will come out victorious. I'm not saying that you'll be rich or you'll be wealthy, but you will have the sense of knowing that you did not give up. Failure is not the worst thing that can happen to you. I remember my mentor, Bishop Carlton Pearson, saying this over and over and over again. He says, failure is not the worst thing that could happen to you. Quitting is. I don't know about you, but I've had moments in my life where I gave up and I quit. And looking back on those times in my life, I begin to regret it. Because if I would have just pressed a little bit harder, if I would have just took one more step, I would have made it. I would have reached my goal, but I gave up. And it haunts me every day. And I've made up in my mind that I will never allow myself to have that feeling again. I was an athlete in high school. Even in my college years, I was a wrestler. I was fortunate to go to college on a wrestling scholarship. And I was a fairly decent wrestler. I say that with all humility. I was a state champion in my high school in the state of Oklahoma, all state wrestler. And I competed on the national scale. Wrestling was not just a sport to me. Wrestling was my passion. I loved the sport. And I remember my coach in high school, Coach Bobby Jefferson. He helped me gain this mentality of a champion. And I remember going into practice in my senior year, and I told Coach, I said, "Coach, this is my year. I'm going to win state. The state title will be mine." And I remember going to practices and getting early to practice and staying late at practice. And I remember there would be times on the weekend where I would just want to hang out with my friends. And I'll never forget, I was hanging out with my friends on the weekend, and I got a call from Coach Bobby J. And he said, "Hey, Lonnie, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, nothing, Coach. I'm just hanging out, playing video games with my friends." He said, "When you're not training, your opponent is. When you're not working on your technique, your opponent is." He said, "While you're sitting there playing video games, your opponent is probably in the weight room. Your opponent is in the wrestling room. Your opponent is probably working out." And that struck me so heavily. And I remember taking my workout up another notch because I wanted to be better and I wanted to be prepared for my opponent. My senior year in wrestling was a strong year for me. I accomplished a lot. I achieved a lot. And I ultimately gained the state championship. But that mentality carried over into my adult life. I began to adopt the mentality of, when I'm not working, my competition is. When I'm not grinding day after day, my competition is. Whenever I'm not studying my craft, my competition is. And in order for you to be a winner, you have to think like a winner. In order for you to be a champion, you have to have the ethic, the work ethic of a champion. Winning doesn't come natural. You have to prepare for it. You have to train for it. You have to get ready for it. You have to work for it. It's not just going to fall into your lap. I'm sorry, beloved, but that's just not the way it works. In order for you to achieve any level of success, you have to realize that it's going to come at a cost. You're going to have to realize that there are some sacrifices that need to be made. You're going to have to give up some things. You're going to have to change some habits. You're going to have to change the way you're doing things, because if you think about it, what you're doing is not working. What you are doing is not working. Obviously, if it was working, you would be winning. Let me repeat that. If what you are doing was working, you would be winning. That's why it's necessary to change old habits, change the way you think, change what you eat, change what you do, change your circle, the people that are around you, that are your influencers. Oftentimes, you have to separate yourself. There's a story about a farmer who raised a baby eagle as a chicken. The farmer put the baby eagle along with the other chicks in the chicken coop. The baby eagle ate chicken feed. It began to roost with the chickens. Until one day, a naturalist came along and saw that this farmer was raising this baby eagle as a chicken. So the naturalist went to the farmer and he said, "Mr. Farmer, I noticed that you have a baby eagle amongst those chicks. That baby eagle is one of the most powerful birds in all the land. It's an eagle. It's not a chicken. It's meant to fly." He asked the farmer, he said, "Do you mind if I take the baby eagle?" The farmer said, "No, no problem. You can have it. It's no use to me." So the naturalist took the baby eagle. And he said to the baby eagle, "You're not a chicken. You're one of the most powerful birds in all the land. You were made to fly." So he tossed the baby eagle up into the air, and the baby eagle began to flap his wings a little bit, but he flew right back into the chicken coop. The naturalist scratched his head and said, "Okay, I got to try something different." So the naturalist then took the baby eagle up into the top of a tree, and he told the baby eagle, he said, "You're one of the most noble, glorious birds in all the land. You're not supposed to roost with chickens. You're an eagle, and you were meant to fly." So he tossed the baby eagle up into the air, and the baby eagle began to flap his wings a little bit, but he flew right back into the chicken coop. The naturalist began to get frustrated, and so the naturalist then went to the top of a high mountain. He told the baby eagle of his potential. He told the baby eagle that "You are one of the most powerful, one of the most noble birds in all the land. You were designed to fly. You were not meant to roost with the chickens." Then he tossed the baby eagle up into the air. The wind caused the baby eagle to soar a little bit. The baby eagle began to flap his wings, and he looked down at the chicken coop. But because the wind caused the baby eagle to soar, the baby eagle began to realize his potential and his ability. And he looked down at the chicken coop and he said to himself, "Not today. I'm an eagle and I was made to fly." And so the eagle flew off into the horizon and lived happily ever after. I come as that naturalist today to encourage you and to let you know that you have gifts, talents, and abilities unique from God. You were not made to be mediocre. You were not made to be average. You were not made to roost with the chickens. You are an eagle, and you were made to fly. Beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health and that you will prosper just as your soul prospers. Your life is God's gift to you. What you make of it is your gift to God. I'm grateful that you're hanging out with your boy. It really means a lot to me. As we come to the close of the program, I want to encourage you to take some time to change your thought process, to change your habits so that you can win. I love you and I believe in you, and I truly believe that the best is yet to come. God bless you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm honored and I'm grateful. And I truly believe that this is a season that God is going to do something miraculous in your life. Peace and blessings. Hope Hop, that's the